internal dialogue that you have and you find is the insight is so amazing? How do you do it? A short one.
Okay, a short example of like a personal insight. That was so amazing. Okay, well, one of the teachers in Insight Dialogue gave me the advice of, why can't I have joy all the time when I'm alone? You know, just maybe I'm not formally meditating, doing formal sitting meditation or formal walking meditation. Why can't I just have joy as my default other than that? And I'm like, that's a good question, you know? I better think about that. And what I learned is learning to, you know, could I just relax a little bit more? Sometimes that is all I really need, and then joy is easy. Sometimes a little bit more relaxing is the right thing. And also, too, I think I was brought up with a view that I wasn't really aware that I had, but the view kind of went like, always be thinking of your future, always be planning for your future, always be looking for some future, like, goal, or move towards a goal, move towards an achievement. How are you going to get that? How are you going to make it happen? You know? And whenever I was alone, just in my whatever, this is more so as a layperson, but even as a monk too. Whenever I was alone in my apartment or in my kuti or whatever, I'd always be like, kind of have this low-level worry for the future. Like, I can't afford to not plan. I can't afford to not plan, okay? I kind of had a background anxiety about the future. Now, those words were not actually happening in my mind. Oh, I got to worry about the future. But I was kind of doing that in this low-level, low-grade way. It was like a, it's kind of like this background anxiety almost, you know? And I was alone. And I was able to kind of catch that. I was able to be like, I suspect I've got this kind of anxiety driving me. I suspect that I just need to relax more and just let things be. If I have some leisure time alone in my kute, I've taken care of everything I need to take care of. Why can't I just be joyous now? Everything's actually fine right now, you know? Everything's fine right now. Why can't I be okay with that? And, yeah, that did wonders for me, to just feel joy in an empty room, doing nothing, and not needing to do anything. Okay? And I had this really nice feeling of, like, everything's fine right now. And, what leisure time we do have is to be enjoyed. We should be joyous when we have leisure time. What's the point of having leisure time if you don't enjoy it? And I had to like relax this anxiety thing, this low-grade anxiety I had. And so that was profound. When I got way better at finding that joy. Yeah, and there is sort of this attitude almost. There's an attitude that goes with it, which kind of goes like, everything's fine right now. And I insist that not only do I deserve joy right now, but I'd be a fool to miss out on joy right now. You see? Yeah.
So, Achan, what I understand from Achan, you're sharing here, that means Achan is having some expectation of yourself. Is it the expectation that is killing Achan? I put the word killing Achan, that your mind keep replaying back the past Is it expectations?
I wouldn't say so much it was about the past, no. It was more so an anxiety towards the future. What unknowns are coming my way that I ought to be worrying about ahead of time? Maybe I should try predicting that. Maybe I should try. You know what I mean? I was kind of reaching into the future, trying to predict. And a lesson I learned from Insight Dialogue was like, they call it attune to emergence. This is kind of a thing they teach. Attune to emergence, meaning like, just let whatever's happening in the present be the way it is and stop predicting. Stop predicting. Stop like trying to reach into the future. No. Let the present emerge. And just relax more and go with that. What I caught myself doing, I was doing all this like predicting, guessing, conjecturing.
I guess the mind is fabricating, picking up those thoughts.
It was almost like a worry that if I don't predict ahead, I'll be caught unaware, I'll be caught unprepared. It was a worry that I'll be caught unprepared. And now this is just me. This is just what I had to work on. But Insight Dialogue kind of helped me to tune into that. And it turns out to be like a highly personal and highly specific thing. Yeah. Like nowhere in the suttas does it say this. Watch out that you've got a low-grade anxiety. That's kind of subverbal in your mind. And you always find yourself predicting into the future a little bit. Like you're worried that you won't be prepared. No, it doesn't say that in the suttas. But that's what I had to figure out. Do you see? That's the point I'm making today. It's like, the suttas have got a ton of great advice, but sometimes there'll be something specific like that, which is personal. And you could spend your whole life missing out on fixing that problem. Yeah. Okay?